Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan Panthers Insider rolls on, and we roll out to the phone line with a proud coach, Coach Dave Wannstedt. Coach, good morning.
Pat, what's up?
What's up, man? I know you know you're busy. You got grandkids stuff today, but it's Super Bowl weekend.
Oh,
and I know you got a lot of duties on that front, too.
I'm here in Chicago while our house gets rebuilt in Naples. And I got six grandkids. I was in a basketball game last night, a hockey game last night, and I've got three events today I'm heading to. So it's fun, though. You know what? I normally would miss this stuff, so it's a blessing. Good and bad with everything. It's all a matter of how you look at it. You know that.
No question. All about perspective. And speaking of perspective and being a dad, a grandfather, also a coach, what's it like to not just have one, and this is probably unique. I haven't even thought about this, to have coached one Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee that got their call this week in college, and one in the pro with Darrell Revis and Zach Thomas with the Dolphins. What does that mean to you as a coach?
Well, it's great for the players. You know, that's the first thought that comes to your mind. It's so well deserved. You love seeing them get the recognition that they earned, and both guys. I mean, you know, different paths, obviously, different positions, but both of them. Both of them really had that work ethic. They did the things, Pat. Everybody just thinks that great athletes end up in a Pro Bowl, and there are, to some extent, some. But when you look at Darrell Revis, and one of the first stories that jumped at me at Darrell was we went up and played Cincinnati up there. I think it was my second game, maybe, here at Pitt, and he dropped a punt at about the 15-yard line, and Cincinnati recovered it, and they scored. We ended up winning the game. But the next day, when we went out on the field for practice, whatever time we were supposed to be out there, I usually went out early and kind of messed around with the specialists a little bit, the kickers. And I was heading out onto the field, and there was one guy on the field, and he was catching punts. And I went out, it was Darrell. And we stood there, and he says, "Coach, that doesn't happen to me. You don't know me that well. You're just getting to know me. That does not happen." But the point was that here he was, you know, going to be a first-round draft pick, and that bothered him so much that he let himself and the team down by mishandling a punt. He was on the field early. He didn't talk about it. He backed it up with how hard he trained. And, you know, that's a story for all young kids, I think, that think this stuff just happens by accident. It doesn't, Pat. You know that.
No, it doesn't. And obviously, he'll forever be remembered for the return against West Virginia with Derek Kinder blocking two guys. You had a front row seat for that one. But he also, obviously, Revis Island is the moniker. How did he change the game with his ability to lock guys down? He may be the best to ever do it.
Yeah, you know, the biggest change I think that Darrell did was they were able to, and we did a little bit of it at Pitt now, because I did some of it in Dallas and hadn't done it in years, that we would put in a coverage where we would roll up or we would double cover their best guy. We called it that old roll, three roll fat at fifth.
Yep.
And Darrell would always go opposite and he would cover the next guy. And you knew that you hoped that they threw to the next guy. But we were eliminating the best guy, and then we put Darrell over there. And then when he ended up at New England, it really came to light with Bill Belichick, even before or right around the Revis Island time with Rex Ryan up there at the Jets. Bill Belichick used Darrell all different ways. I mean, he even took it to another step of he would use him, obviously, in some double coverage. Most of the time, he would match him up either on the best guy or the second guy. They would put in zone coverages where they could take advantage of him. So they really built a secondary around Darrell to take away best receivers. And there are not many players that could do that. And, you know, I doubled up with Darrell. When I was at the Tampa Bay Bucks for that 1 year, we brought Darrell in as a free agent. And I remember going out to dinner with him and Sean Gilbert and everybody. And Darrell came with us with Tampa for that 1 year. He wasn't healthy. But we were talking, and, you know, and I said to him, Darrell, I've coached a lot of great corners. You are so physical. And I think that's what separates him, Pat. His physicality to play corner. I said, you can go to safety right now and probably play another 5 years if you wanted to. I mean, you know, most of these corners today, they think their job is to cover, which it is. Where Darrell Revis, and I said this on, I'm part of this 33rd team, he's the most complete corner in my mind that I've ever been around or coached in the National Football League. When I say complete, I mean he could cover the best. He could make plays on the ball. His hand-eye coordination was the best. His physicality to play the run was the best. You know, the guy just checked all the boxes. That's why he's the first ballot.
No doubt about it. And a guy, too, we're talking to Coach Dave Wanstead, you coached in Miami, who was in his 10th season of 10th year of eligibility for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I know this is a guy, in talking to you about your time in Miami, which you had some really good teams down there. This was the guy at the center of it, and Zach Thomas. And I watched him as a kid. I mean, one of the most physical, tough middle linebackers you've ever seen. You know, how rewarding is it to see him finally get his Canton call?
Well, you know, we talk about preparation all the time with players, but how about a linebacker that's 5'10", you know, 200 and some pounds, runs a 4.8 40, and the guy's in the Hall of Fame, and that's what Zach Thomas was. Why was he? I'll give you a real quick story. He made it about his second or third Pro Bowl, and we're in the middle of training camp, and he comes in my office and says, can I talk to you? And I said, sure, what's up, Zach? And he says, Coach, what do you think? What are you thinking this year? And I said, what do you mean, what am I thinking? I'm thinking we're going to go to the Super Bowl. And he says, no, for with me. My chance is good to make the team? And I said, Zach, what are you talking about? You're the captain. You're a three-time Pro Bowler. He says, Coach, every practice I go on the field, I practice, and mentally and physically, I prepare myself like this could be my last practice, and I am going to maximize that opportunity. And there's another lesson, you know, for these young kids out there. Here's a 3-4-time Pro Bowler, and he's concerned, and he's practicing. Like, you know what? If I don't play at this level in practice, I may not make this team. So Zach was just preparation king. That took him over the top.
You know, last one for you, Coach. I know you're going from place to place. You know, Super Bowl week, obviously you've got experiences with it, obviously both in the media, but also having coached in the game in preparation and the media duties. But we're getting close to game time. And I just want to ask you about your kind of outlook for this game because, you know, this is a Pitt show, but we can't not talk about the Super Bowl. And you know, I grew up an Eagles fan, full disclosure. I don't see how Kansas City can block that front. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're right. The key is to get them in passing situations, though, Pat. Philadelphia is one of the best running teams in the NFL. First down is going to be critical for the Eagles. If they can run the ball, pick up 3-4 yards on first down, the Eagles are going to be right where they want to be. If they get behind the chains, if they penalties, it drop passes or unsuccessful runs, then I think advantage goes to Kansas City because now it's third down And that was not what Philadelphia does. That's not how they make a living. So that's going to be a key for them. But I don't know. I like Philadelphia because they're old school. They run the ball. They play physical. They rush for, they do a lot of things that I believe in philosophy-wise. This is really a matchup of old school football versus modern razzle-dazzle football with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I love it. Thanks for the breakdown, Coach. Get to that that practice or that game, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
All right, Pat. Anytime, buddy. Let me know. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Coach Wannstedt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.